From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, a probe led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Media reports of the filing of the sealed charges came late Friday. The grand jury's action was first reported by CNN, which quoted sources as saying anyone who is charged could be taken into custody as soon as Monday. The exact charges are unclear. A spokesman for Mueller's office declined CNN's request for comment. It said lawyers working on his team were seen entering the federal courtroom in Washington, D.C. Friday, where the grand jury meets to hear testimony. Mueller has kept a tight lid on information about the probe. He was appointed special counsel in May, shortly after the firing of then-FBI Director James Comey, to look into allegations that the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. The Spanish region of Catalonia, that once enjoyed a considerable amount of autonomy, is now under the direct control of Madrid. The Spanish prime minister dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted Friday in favor of independence from Spain. In addition to dismissing parliament, the prime minister has called for snap Catalan elections on December 21st and has stripped Catalonia's most senior police officials of their powers. The resolution to secede from Spain was drafted and presented to Catalonia's parliament by the more radical separatist factions of the regional coalition headed by the Catalonian president, Carlos Puigdemont. It passed by 70 votes in favor, 10 against, and 2 blank votes. Spain's ruling center-right Popular Party and the mainstream opposition Socialist, who hold just under half the seats in Catalan, boycotted the session. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Secretary says that the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. Jim Mattis said Saturday in Seoul that North Korea's aggressive nuclear and missile development programs are undermining the isolated nation's security instead of securing it. Mattis warned that the North, that its military, it's no match for the military might of the U.S. and South Korea. He said, make no mistake, any attack on the United States or our allies will be defeated, and any use of nuclear weapons by the North will be met with a massive military response that is effective and overwhelming. The secretary said once again, as he said all week on his Asia trip, that diplomacy is still the preferred way of dealing with North Korea. Mattis and General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, held annual consultations with South Korean defense officials Saturday, marking the first time the security consultative meeting has been held since the inauguration of the South Korean President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump. President Donald Trump said late Friday that he has now ordered the release of all files pertaining to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. In a tweet, the president said, after strict consultation with General Kelly, the CIA, and other agencies, I am ordering the release of all the JFK files. Other than that, in the names and addresses of any mentioned person who is still living, he went on to say that he was taking the action for reasons of full disclosure, transparency, and in order to put any all conspiracy theories at rest. Mr. Trump said temporarily holding from public disclosure the remaining documents was necessary to protect against harm to military defense, intelligence, operations, law enforcement, or the conduct of foreign relations that is of such gravity that it outweighs the public interest in immediate disclosure. Much of the scholarly interest in the assassination papers focuses on files concerning a visit by Kennedy's assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, to Mexico 2 months before the president's visit to Dallas on November 22nd, 1963. A White House official briefing reporters said that it should be drawn when asked about the Mexico City files. Controversy and conspiracy theories sprung up days after the assassination. Less than a week of Kennedy's death, President Lyndon B. Johnson appointed a Supreme Court chief to conduct an independent inquiry, which was a 10-month investigation. After that investigation, the Warren Commission issued an 88-page report concluding that Oswald had acted alone. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.